And this is our Pentecost reading from the book of God's Revelation, the seal of God's new law. On the 50th day following the final day of the giving of the revelation, the man and the companions of the way gathered at the south sanctuary to celebrate the divine service according to the liturgy of the church. It was Sunday, the 6th of June, the day of Pentecost. Following the breaking of bread together in peace and fellowship, the community turned toward the eastern horizon to greet the rising of the sun. A full moon set at the sun's coming. Looking upon the lesser light of the sun, the sacred company paid homage to the greater light of God, pouring as a breath to give life to their souls. Bells tolled at the rising of the earth's sun, and silent prayers were lifted to the Son of Heaven as the gathering stood under the aurora created by the twin luminaries. When the divine service was completed, the man removed his vestment of white linen, girded with gold, and taking the great staff supporting the insignia of God's cross of enlightenment, he walked eastward toward the sun. With his alforja slung over his shoulder, he passed over fields of wildflowers and came to the base of the Temple Mount. He went up, scaling the precipitous tree-hung height. Upon reaching the upper heights, he approached the great plateau drenched by the golden splendor of the sun. Mounds of dun-colored boulders, time-stained and wind-beaten, glistened under the vaulted blue sky. The man surmounted a craggy slope and reached the summit of the Temple Mount overlooking the valleys and plains below, and he sat down under a juniper tree and rested. The snow-covered peaks of the Sierra Nevada sparkled in the sun. To the north, the white crosses of the crests of the seven mounts of the seven churches of Revelation gleamed in the brightness. To the south and west, the lower mountain ranges were cast in deep purples and rich lavender colors. He chanced to look at his staff, which leaned against an ancient stone near the juniper tree where he rested, and remembered a vision of the sanctuary he had years before when he was with the child, a vision of a staff against a rock in the desert, the location of which he knew not. And he realized that God had brought him to the sanctuary uncut by human hands, as he had been told in the vision. In that moment, the man heard the hooting of an owl, and songbirds filled the air with their notes of joy. And he cast his eyes toward the light of the sun and looked at it for a long time. And he communed with the divine presence of God in the true light by which the souls of men and women are brought to life and nurtured on truth. And his soul was fed on the light of truth, and he was refreshed of spirit. After a time, he looked down on the plain of the Temple Mount, and he was moved by God's word to take his staff and walk thereon. Walking about outcroppings of monumental stones and groves of juniper trees, he descended to the plain. And the word of God spoke to his soul a second time, revealing unto him that the sanctuary was under the special blessing of God, and that he was to mark those sites where he communed with the image and the word. And the word of God proclaimed to the man's soul that the righteous ministry was ordained to go forth to the whole world, proclaiming God's advent and the freedom of the peoples from the tyranny of heretical governments. And God did reveal to him a proclamation of human spiritual rights that all governments were to acknowledge and honor. The righteous ministers would be God's envoys as a nation in sanctuary, under the protection and sovereignty of God. And the word of God revealed that the temple of uncut stones, made righteous as was the Son of the earth, was blessed of God. And in the temple, restored not by human hands, but by the hand of God, God would commune with the righteous ordained to his ministry. And the man saw a great cloud come over the sanctuary and the face of the sun, and he felt God's presence and blessings over the sanctuary. And he looked at the sun grown brilliant by the clouds, its rays burning as fire. And he heard the word of God say, "Let none but the righteous in the way look upon the image I have made for a blessing over the land." This day a gift is bestowed upon the church of my second advent. The light of the sun in the eight appearances shall make the souls of the righteous wise who will have understanding and knowledge of God. United they shall be by spirit, bonded together as one in God, and there shall be no diversity amongst them. The Spirit of God is poured down upon his people who hear God's word. Let the righteous seek out the temple and be anointed by God for an earthly mission to make righteous the peoples of the world. And from out of the cloud the man saw a heavenly city formed by shafts of light descending from the sun. And he saw that city hovering over the sanctuary and the temple mount. And the city of heaven and the temple of the sanctuary with its mounts were united by those shafts of light. And the shafts of light shone like blue pillars of sapphire reaching upward into the sun. After a time, the invisible city that had appeared returned to heaven, but the light remained on the seven mounts in the likeness of thrones. And the man heard the word speaking to his soul, saying, "The heavenly city of light, made visible by God, shall be hidden to all but the companions of the way anointed." And after the city had risen, he felt the presence of light, and he saw the sun's response to the divine presence as great flares of light emitted from its surface. And again the word spoke, saying, "As the seven mounts of the temple have been sanctified by the presence and bound to heaven by cords of light beams, consecrate the mounts of the temple with holy oils for anointings of the righteous. Let the faithful ordained to the ministry of righteousness be bound to these rocks and to the sun by the anointings, as the soul and the spirit are united with God by the image and the word and light. God would that earthly temples be such as this temple, formed of stones uncut by human hands and joined with God by cords of light. For the city of God's presence will descend upon gathering places such as these here. The true temple of God is the light of his image and word, and the true temple of man is the soul wherein dwells the image and the word."